All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are today, Baruch Hashem, beginning. Perek Gimel, page 36. So writes Rav Kashtiel. He says, Beber Chalki Azihir. So remember, again, we spend a lot of time in the midah of zihirus, the midah of attentiveness or alacrity, again, within life. And we're continuing with this as well. Cheshbon HaNefesh. Hine. So now remember, he's quoting over here from the Ramchal. So it says, Hine, harotzet lefakeach al atzmo. Somebody who literally wants to be vigilant about himself. Shtayim hino hashkafos hatzrichos lo. We'll say a person requires two hashkafas in life. Right? First of all, that's an interesting statement. Right? People have plenty of hashkafas. In reality, in life, all you need are two basic hashkafas. Hashkafa is an outlook. What are the two hashkafas you need in life? Ha'achos, sheyisbonin, mahu hatov ha'amiti, sheyivchar bo ha'adam, v'hara ha'amiti, sheyonos mimeno. So we'll say, so hashkafa number one is a person has to decide, what is the ultimate good? What is the ultimate good that a person should choose for himself? And therefore, again, shivchar bo adam, and that we're going to see that he should try to advance himself towards. And what is the racha amiti? What is that? What is negative or bad in life that a person should try to avoid? Shiyonos mena. But see, now the truth is, shiyonos mena doesn't mean try to avoid. Shiyonos mena really means that I should run away from. We'll say, which is an incredible yisod as well, that there are things in life that are negative. There are things like that are negative, and we all know there are things like that are objectively negative, there are things like that are subjectively negative, meaning they might not be negative for you, but they're negative influences for me. So how do I deal with those negative influences? So the Ramchal says, it's not just simply avoidance, not just simply whatever I should, Shenasiyana means I have to run the other way. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh comments, he says, by Yosef HaTzadik. So the Torah says that Ishes Potiphar, when she tried to seduce him, so the pasuk says that Yosef Atzadik, he left his clothing in her hand, Vayonas Achutza. So, you know, there's a lot of imagery in terms of that Ishes Potiphar represents like Yetzer Hara. Sometimes Yetzer Hara goes ahead and grabs a hold of you. And the truth is, I'm about to succumb to sin. In that moment, says the Baal Shem Tov, the din is vayana sachutza. Sometimes it's not just enough to place a distance, but literally I have to leave the building. I have to run outside. And that's what Ramchal is saying over here as well. Hashkafa number one is, I will say, this is so much more complicated than it sounds. What is the ultimate good? Because you see, the challenge in life often is that our ability to discern that which is good and that which is not good is not always so simple. So obviously there are certain things. Chazer is not good. Shatnez is not good. Tefillin is good. All right, so those are the easy things in life. But we also have, there are many other areas that are just not clear. So the Ramchal says, the first thing is I have to have a clear hashkafa, a clear outlook. What is the tov ha'amiti? What is good? What is the ultimate good in life? And I want to choose that and work my way towards that. And what is the ra ha'amiti? What is that which is negative, which is not just enough to avoid, but literally I have to run away from it. That's the hashkafa number one. Hashkafa number two, v'ashenis, ala ma'asim asher hu oseh, Liros imhim michlal hatov o michlal hara. So we'll say, so this is actually very interesting, and it's actually a very masudu way to approach life. So first part is, what is the tov ha'amiti? What is the raha amiti? If it's the tov ha'amiti, I need to advance myself towards it. If it's the raha amiti, I need to somehow not just avoid it, but run the other way. That's the first hashkafa. Second hashkafa is looking at my actions through those prisms. Which actions are good actions? Which actions are negative actions? So we'll say, see here, the chilik. The first is a categorical identification. That's the first hashkafa. What's good? What's not good? What should I work towards? What should I avoid? The second is what we'll call maybe a behavioral classification. What actions fall into the category of tov ha'amiti? What actions fall into the category of ra ha'amiti? So zihirus, aronus, miyun, anachnu asukim bebeir midas hazihirus. So let's remember, we are involving ourselves in the midah of zihirus. Va'amarnu shehazihirus hisug Shel Ironus Upikuach. Rabbi, so you've already established that Zihirus is a type of Aranos Upikuach. Aranos again means like Eric, being awake, being attentive, attentiveness in life. Upikuach, understanding. Kedei lasok bezihirus, anachnu tzrichim lasok b'shnei nosim kol hazman. So this is actually a very, very profound piece. See, he says, in order to be zohir, there are two things that I need to be constantly vigilant about. So I have to engage. What are they? Dover rishon, lemayin es hachayim shelanu, l'shnei chalokim, levayer mahu hatov u'mahu hara. So we'll say the first thing is lemayin. Lemayin means to categorize. I have to categorize my life into two parts. What's good, what's not good. Say something very, very perfect. Again, these words sound so simple, but the truth is, you know, they're not so simple. So first step is categorize. What's good, what's not good. Lilmod manikra tov umanikra ra. I have to learn, because often I will say, you know, things that we do that we think are okay are not really okay. And I'm not doing it because I'm looking to be a Rasha, I'm looking to be an Avarion. I just don't know. So the first thing is actually to go ahead and categorize and to understand what's tov, what's ra. Pikuach al hachayim maschil b'miyun. So we'll say, in order to live life with an attentive fashion, the first thing is I have to categorize, right? What's good, what's not good. Ladas kol hazman eiza chalokim shayach l'tov. I have to know at all times what parts of my life are shaykh to good, the izachalokum shaykh anura. We'll say, what parts of my life are good? So you have to understand, this requires incredible honesty. Incredible honesty. Because often in life, there are things that we do that kind of we do by habit and we've been doing for years, but they're really not good. They're really just not good. And I have to have the inner strength to be able to accept the fact, to be able to acknowledge that they're not good. And then we're going to see what to do after that. He says, l'das kol hazman. So that's the first thing. The first thing I have to do. So remember again. So we're on the same page with this. So the Rav Chana is explaining to us that essentially there are two parts to Zihirus. So we spent the entire previous chapter discussing what it means to be attentive in life. Okay. Now that we've established the need to be attentive, the next step ultimately is to be able to identify the Tov HaAmiti and the Raha Amiti, and to go ahead and work towards those things that are Tov, and to avoid those things that are Ra. The follow-up to that is then to go ahead and look at my actions. Which actions are good, which actions are not good. The Ramchal says, in order to arrive at this process, there are two parts. Number one, I have to categorize my life. Categorize. I need to make a list. What things am I doing that are good? What things am I doing that are not good? Davar Sheni. Well, so let's at least read this part, and then we'll pick up with this on Monday, Mirat Hashem. The second piece is Lahavchin. That this is actually really interesting. Lahavchin ma mevi lidei ra, uma movil lidei tov. Well, so the second thing in life. How would you define that phrase? Ma movil lidei ra, ma mevi lidei ra, uma movil lidei tov. What do we call that? Triggers. So we'll say, so the shayla is, so what are the triggers in life? So what are the things ultimately? So we'll say, this is a very profound yisod, that often we do things in life because there was a trigger, and I am not even necessarily consciously aware of what the trigger is. And that's the big thing. So we go through life engaging in certain behavior patterns, and I don't even know why I had those patterns. So whereas category number one is categorizing my behaviors, which behaviors are good, which behaviors are not good, I must ask myself the fundamental question, which is, why do I engage in the behaviors I engage in? What are the triggers that bring me to negative actions? And ultimately, again, what brings me to negativity? Page 37, Ludugma. Let's give an example. We'll start this example, and then we'll really stop. Ludugma. So what happens? When someone says to me, be careful on the road. Be careful on the road. Kodem tzarech lahagid lecha ma mesukan bikvish. Right? So if somebody tells you be careful on the road, that statement by itself, shalom aleichem, that statement by itself is not fully meaningful. So I have to know, right? What is it that's dangerous on the road? What is it that I have to be careful from? The Davarsheni, Lahagdir Lacha Eza Mehasnagyoshalcha Yecholos Lihios Kishuros Lisakanos. So I will say, this is just a very simple example, and we'll stop with this. We'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem on Monday. But Rav Kashdiel says that somebody's going to tell me that I have to be careful on the road. So in order to tell me I have to be careful on the road, so again, the first thing I need to know, is what are the dangers? What are the dangers? What are the things that are dangerous? And number two, I have to figure out what are the triggers for those dangers? What are the things ultimately that activate those dangers? So we'll stop over here. But again, just in summary, what Rav Kashdiel is telling us, picking up on the Ramchal's idea of Zihirus. So again, what Rav Kashdiel is telling us is that the Midah of Zihirus has two parts according to the Ramchal. Number one, identification of Tofa Amiti, Raha Amiti. Number two, after I know what Tov HaAmiti, Raha HaAmiti are, which actions ultimately bring me towards Tov, which actions bring me towards Ra. Rav Kashdiel then says, the truth is, there are two pieces to the process even before I get to this. What are the two pieces? Number one, I have to know categorically which of my actions are good, which of my actions are not good. Meaning, what am I doing in life? What am I doing that's not good? And number two, what are the triggers for that which is good, and what are the triggers, unfortunately, for that which is not good? So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up top of page 37 with the Dugma on Monday. Monday's Rosh Chodesh? Ah, okay. Tuesday.